wake-up call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
What was that sound?
What? My Lizzo sound?
Yeah.
Bomb, 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 bop, wop, wop, way.
Okay.
106.5 The End.
On Mondays, we do misconnections here on the wake-up call. This is where we go to Craigslist and try and reconnect love that might have been lost. If you want to flag us down, if you want to get our attention on Craigslist in the misconnection section, put like, hey, wake-up call, or 106.5 The End, or Kevin, don't read this.
Oh, okay. I'll start searching for that, too.
Kevin will probably read it.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I'm looking over at Katie's, and it's pretty long. Do you want to go first? Or
I'll
you
go first.
Second?
It's not as long as it seems. I just made it into a bigger font, and I can't figure out how.
Because you forgot your readers?
No, it's just auto-set to this, and I don't know how to fix it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's titled Hot Zebra, Man for Woman. Mm. We met downtown at the Zebra Club. You were sitting on the patio by yourself. After a few drinks, I finally got the guts to talk to you. You have long black hair and huge blue eyes and way too hot for me. After about 10 minutes of chatting, you sat on my lap and were running your fingers through my hair. You insisted that my Invisalign would fit in your mouth and that you wanted to try them on, so I let you. You were very intoxicated and said that your friends left you, so I got you an Uber home. I have your address because it's in my Uber app now, but I don't want to just show up at your place. So I'm hoping that you see this and respond.
Man, they hit the pedal to the metal on that relationship.
That went real fast.
Yeah.
Because how long does it usually take you to let somebody put on your Invisalign?
Oh, a very long time. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's an intimate thing.
Sure.
It's very intimate.
Yeah.
There's more of a chance that I will have sex with you before than I will take out my Invisalign and put it in your mouth.
Now, what if a girl was super, super hot? What are you gonna do?
I mean, she's already on my lap, guys.
Right.
I'm in a vulnerable position. He sounds like a very nice guy.
Right.
It got a little creepy toward the end when he says that he has her address.
Yeah.
And it was nice of him to say, I don't want to just show up at your house.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like saying, like, I know where you live and I don't want to hide in your closet. So you should probably respond to this because you never know.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't make me take that route.
Right.
All right. So I'm sitting out back by yourself, Zebra Club, and trying on someone's Invisalign.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like that it's only going to get worse from here.
Oh.
Like, what if she stole his Invisalign?
I'd throw the bottom one away and say, I put it somewhere and I can't find it.
My dog chewed it up. Gavin, you don't have a dog.
Yes.
Then I meant to say my
cat. I mean my zebra.
It's misconnections on the wake-up call.
We'll make this one quick. Hey, girl.
Okay.
Man for man.
Perfect.
I saw you at Blake's little party on Saturday night. You were... What?
Calling it a little party.
You were wearing a pink Hawaiian shirt and tight jeans. I saw you were with a girl and you looked like you were more than friends. Does she know you give eyes or is it our secret? Does she know you're a daddy? You're my daddy?
Wow.
I was the guy that wanted to say hi at the bar, but you were busy talking to some skanks. I'll see you at Blake's again, and if you bring that little thing around again, I'm not going to care, and I'm going to tell you I'm bad.
Wow.
Jeez.
As a guy who, for some effing reason, seems to be the target of homosexual sexual harassment.
Yes. Sometimes by lesbians, too.
Yeah, the lesbian ones I'm more confused by.
Okay.
Because sometimes they're very attractive, but I know they're a lesbian and they're flirting with me.
Yeah, I know.
I'm all spun out by that.
I know. We don't understand it.
But when it's a boy, like, for instance, there's a staff member here at 106.5 The End.
True.
Who makes it his hobby to every day come in here and say something to make me feel uncomfortable. And I know what you're saying. He's just doing it to make you uncomfortable. No, he's not. And if I were to ever say, yeah, okay.
I'll take you up on that.
Yeah, he'd be like, my car or yours. There's also somebody on Instagram who perpetually DMs me, like, stuff like this.
Calls you daddy.
It's a compliment and it's weird. Because this guy, I do think this guy's straight. The guy that he's interested in.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got a girlfriend.
Okay, but was this guy with the girlfriend, was he kind of checking out this other guy?
Probably not.
Okay.
if it's anything like me, just because you wear a pink Hawaiian shirt doesn't mean anything.
Okay, can this is a call to all of our gay brethren. Mm. Please start walking up to Gavin.
No, yes. That's not
call him daddy and tell him you're bad.
Oh my God. Just don't call my wife, what did
a
he
skank.
Say? That little thing.
Oh, that little thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.